This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. The University of Vermont has a new athletic director, but the face is a familiar one. Jeff Shulman spent 12 years as UVM's senior associate athletic director and was the school's assistant director of athletics from 1993 to 2002. He's also a UVM alum and was a standout defenseman for the Catamounts men's hockey team. Now, of course, the Catamounts play in the ultra-competitive Hockey East Conference, and hockey is just one of many UVM athletic arenas Shulman will now have under his tutelage. Jeff Shulman joins us in our VPR studios to tell us more about his mission as the new athletic director. And Jeff, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Mitch. It's great to be here.
First, congratulations on the new job. For those who may not understand the role of an athletic director at Vermont's flagship university, give us an idea of what's expected of you. What are some of your chief responsibilities moving forward?
Well, it's a pretty comprehensive administrative role that has responsibility for oversight of the entire intercollegiate athletic program. And we have 18 Division I varsity sports at UVM. But I'm also responsible for oversight of our campus recreation unit, which handles student needs and campus community needs around fitness, health, wellness, activity classes. We have 400 Division I student athletes in our program and thousands of students and others that use our facilities. So it's a big responsibility, but obviously something that I'm really excited about and looking forward to the new role.
I imagine, too, that you have a relationship already established with some of the head coaches for some of the big programs. I wonder if that familiarity as an established presence at UVM factored into the decision to hire you rather than seeking a candidate from outside of Vermont.
It's a good point, and absolutely. I have long-standing relationships with all of our head and assistant coaches and all of the staff in the athletic department, and I certainly view that as a positive in terms of coming into this position and really being able to hit the ground running in a way that's as expeditious as possible, and part of that is about the relationships that I have both in our department and beyond.
I'm guessing that one of those critical issues you're talking about may have to entail a little external fundraising. We know a little something about that here at VPR. and this is a big target because I imagine that the friendly confines of Patrick Gym and Gutterson Fieldhouse, perhaps a little too confining. Is UVM eyeing a new location for a possible new building for those teams?
Yeah, well, you know, you mentioned Gutterson Fieldhouse and Patrick Gym, and these are facilities that have served our program well for a long time. But we've fallen behind as it relates to facilities. Most of the schools in our conferences have made significant facility improvements over the last several years, and it's now starting to have an impact on, first and foremost, on the experience of our student athletes that practice and compete in these facilities on a regular basis, our students who come in as spectators, and our community fans. You know, we have incredible community support. And I think we have a responsibility to those fans to be providing them a modern environment for them to come watch our teams compete. The city of South Burlington has come to us with a proposal to build a new multipurpose event center in South Burlington. And in the city of Burlington is also having some very serious discussions about redeveloping the block where Memorial Auditorium sits. So part of my responsibility now in the next several months will be to work with President Sullivan and other university leaders and ultimately with our Board of Trustees to chart a course and decide the direction that we're going to pursue.
Yeah, and I mentioned the fundraising part because money always becomes a complicated issue with these sorts of things. Does it affect tuition rates? And of course, the communities we're talking about, whether it's South Burlington or Burlington, you got to take all that into account, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, obviously the financial feasibility of this project is critical, and there's no question that whatever direction we choose to go, it's going to require a significant amount of private philanthropic fundraising, and that's a big part of my job. That's really where the need is now. And I look forward to getting out and telling our story to people who can help support us.
You'll also be heading a search committee for a new head coach for UVM women's basketball. They've really been suffering from too many losing seasons over the years. What is your approach to that search going to be? How much of a priority do you put on a new head coach for women's basketball at UVM?
This is a very important hire for us and for me personally. It's my first head coaching hire. And this is a program, as many of your listeners know, that has an incredible tradition and history. And I was around in the mid-90s when we were selling out Patrick Gymnasium. We had two undefeated regular seasons. And the energy and the excitement and the impact that that program had on the community was something that was really unique. And so I know the potential that that program has, and it's really important that that we get that program back to the level that that we expect.
You're going to be, and this I think this is new, you're going to be reporting directly to UVM President Tom Sullivan as the athletic director. That's a switch, isn't it, from past years? Why is that important?
I think it's a really important sign of how committed Tom is and the university is to supporting a really highly competitive program of Division I athletics, and to do that in a way that's consistent with our values as an institution. You know, one of the things we've always gotten right here is the balance between academics and athletics. We've always recruited serious students who perform well in the classroom. They're leaders in the community. They graduate. They go on to do great things after they leave the university. That's sort of the hallmark of our program. We may not always get things right, but when we don't, we're certainly going to acknowledge our mistakes and take responsibility for them and correct them. But I'm really excited to work with President Sullivan. He really believes in athletics, and we've developed a really nice relationship, and I know he wants to see us move forward.
A lot of Vermonters who drive through Chittenden County see these bring it back signs with a baseball bat exclamation point. I know you've seen these too. This, of course, is in reference to UVM ending its baseball program a few years back. Is there a chance baseball could make a comeback at UVM? And if not, why not?
It's a question that comes up a lot, obviously. And I really respect the sort of passion around this issue. And baseball is a program. I played baseball growing up, and I love the sport. But what I've said is that in the short term, without some sort of transformational endowment level gift or a dramatic change in the landscape of college athletics and the model, the competitive model that exists, I don't see us being in a position to add any additional varsity sports.
Jeff, finally, UVM, as I noted in the lead, has been such a big part of your life since attending as a student, establishing your professional career. What did it mean to you personally? How did it feel when you learned that you would be named to this post as athletic director?
It's just a great honor. And one of the things that I'm most proud of is that I'm following in the footsteps of three previous athletic directors who've led our department with an incredible combination of professionalism and integrity for many, many years. And Denny Lambert and Rick Farnham and most recently Bob Korn. And they've all been wonderful friends to me and wonderful professional mentors. So it's very exciting for me.
Jeff Shulman is the new athletic director for the University of Vermont. Thanks so much for taking the time, Jeff.
Thanks, Mitch. Great to be with you.